Chapter 131. A Dog's Mission 3:1. Translator. Zia. Editor. Ellie. That night, Su Su spent a long time searching online about the lump near Tuan Tuan's eye and what else dogs needed besides dog food. In the end, she bought a whole bunch of supplies online, spending more than 300 yuan. I really need to start making money. Looking at Tuan Tuan, who had already fallen asleep on one of her old cotton jackets, Su Su couldn't help but smile self-deprecatingly. She had no idea what had gotten into her. She could barely take care of herself, yet she had still decided to bring this little one home. She didn't even know if she'd be able to cure its illness or give it a stable, happy life. She was fully aware that taking it in just because she was lonely was an irresponsible decision. And yet, she couldn't bear to let it go. Well, since things were already like this, she'd better work hard and earn some money. The next morning, Su Su went downstairs and bought a big bag of biscuits for Su Yuyang. She crushed them up and put them in a bowl, along with a large bowl of water. "I'm off to work, be good at home, and don't bark too much, okay?" With that, she headed out for work. Su Yuyang didn't even have time to react. "Little girl, did you forget to take me out for a bathroom break?" Su Su didn't realize her mistake until she arrived at the office. She smacked her forehead. Damn it, she had completely forgotten that having a dog meant taking it downstairs for a bathroom break. Last night, she had read all about it on the computer, but she hadn't remembered a thing after waking up. No wonder Tuan Tuan had been circling around her all morning. She had thought the little guy was just happy to have a home and a new owner. Poor thing, stuck with such a scatterbrained owner. Now, it had no choice but to do its business on the floor, and she would have to clean it up when she got home. Meanwhile, Su Yuyang was about to curse the system to death. What the hell is going on? Just now, the system had informed him that he had been sent to the wrong world. In his past life, he had not been a dog, and this world's mission wasn't even his. It was supposed to be handled by a task executor from the animal realm. The system will compensate the host with 10,000 points. This error was caused by the Lord God's upgrade, and it wasn't intentional, the system whined pitifully. If the host manages to complete this mission, the earned points will be doubled. Consider it a hard-mode mission world. Su Yuyang immediately caught the scent of opportunity. "So, how many compensation points did you get?" He had read the system manual before. Whenever an error occurred due to the Lord God's upgrade, not only did the host receive compensation points, but the system itself did too. And now, he was more than ready to extort some from it. "Host, if you really need it in this world, I can lend you some of my points on credit," the system offered hesitantly. The moment it finished speaking, it went silent, hiding itself in panic. "I'm doomed," the host found out. It had originally planned to stash away some of the compensation points for itself, but now that Su Yuyang had caught on, there was no way out. "I'm totally screwed." Su Yuyang, however, had no interest in chasing after the system. It wasn't time for that yet. Besides, he still had a fresh 10,000 points to use, which should last him for a while. The further he progressed in his missions, the more tools he needed, and those tools came at an outrageous cost. Even though his accumulated points were increasing, he never seemed to be able to save much. In fact, 10,000 points might not even be enough to exchange for a single item he required. Good thing the system still had some reserves. But right now, he had a much more urgent issue to deal with, going to the bathroom. Never in his life had he imagined that he would one day face such a dilemma. After sleeping soundly through the night, he had woken up with a pressing need to relieve himself. But the problem was, he was now a tiny dog who couldn't communicate with his owner. No matter how badly he needed to go, he had no way to explain it. So, he decided to let Tuan Tuan handle it. That's right, since he had never been a dog before, he figured it was best to let Tuan Tuan follow its instincts and interact with its owner naturally. After all, Tuan Tuan was far more experienced at being a dog than he was. And more importantly, Tuan Tuan's only wish was to stay by its owner's side and make her happy. So, letting it take the lead was the best choice. But to his surprise, despite being on the verge of bursting, this little guy still didn't want to delay its owner from going to work. It simply sat there obediently, watching its owner get ready, then just as obediently watched her leave. Ha, well, great, now it was about to suffer for it. And then, all of a sudden, Su Yuyang received a thought straight from Tuan Tuan's mind. Oh, hell no, all right, that was it. He was just going to exchange some points for an invisible toilet and be done with it. Once he relieved himself, the the invisible toilet automatically cleaned itself and disappeared back into the wall. It wasn't like he wanted to waste his hard-earned points, but Tuan Tuan just wouldn't follow normal logic. The dog actually came up with a plan to do its business inside the room, then lick it clean afterward. Not for any weird reason, but simply because it didn't want to trouble its owner. It didn't want her to be mad at it, and it especially didn't want her to come home after a long day and still have to clean up after it. Su Yuyang wasn't sure whether to feel utterly disgusted or deeply touched by this little creature. For a dog, this was actually an incredibly clever solution. But at the same time, it was also absolutely horrifying. No wonder when Su Su first picked it up, it managed to go 3 whole days without going outside to relieve itself.